With the state of today's economy, it is more important than ever to invest in products that last for years to come. As the seasons shift and get cooler, make sure your closet is stocked with durable layers that stand the test of time from American Giant. American Giant's clothes work harder and are wearable season after season. Their greatest hoodie ever made is made of the highest quality materials that are cut and sewn right here in the United States. So you're investing right back into your local community. Choosing American Giant means taking a stand for American manufacturing and hardworking Americans, something other mega corporations don't care about. From fleece to knit, all in a range of colors for versatile daily wear, American Giant delivers everyday pieces designed for everyday life. Feel the difference of quality made-to-last clothes from American Giant. Get 20% off your first order with code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with code STAPLE20.
If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done. If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key and that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
This is the Hidden Killers podcast. In this episode, we dive into the unsettling case of Jennifer Farber Dulos, who vanished on May 24, 2019. Amidst a divorce and custody battle, her estranged husband, Fotis Dulos, and his partner, Michelle Trokinis, became the center of a shocking conspiracy. Today, we bring you up to the moment coverage from the courtroom as Trokinis faces trial, accused of a role in this presumed murder.
District of Stanford, at Stanford, the transaction of criminal business is now open in session. Honorable Desmond, after that, and good morning, Your Honor.
Good morning, sir.
We are, Your Honor, just so to inform the court, on a scheduling matter, I do have Matt Riley here today, and I believe that is all that I was able to get for today's testimony at this point. Because of that, Your Honor, I anticipate us ending early whenever Detective Riley is finished.
Judge, good morning.
I don't have a motion.
Your Honor, good morning. I did just want to address a motion in limine that was filed by the defense very briefly, as it's going to be implicated in the next witness. You'll recall, Judge, that the defense filed a motion in limine to prevent the quote, pejorative use of the term alibi script with respect to certain evidence that was found at 4 Jefferson Crossing on June 2nd, 2019, when the police officers executed the search warrant. You'll also recall, Judge, that this was the subject of a motion to suppress, so I know the court is very familiar with the facts. I did just want to indicate for the court that the state is not intending on referring to these objects as alibi scripts during the evidentiary portion of the trial. They're going to be referred to as timelines. However, obviously, we just want to let the court know, closing argument, that's a whole separate issue. We're going to be asking the jury to draw reasonable inferences from the evidence, including that it was a script. So I just want to indicate to the court that we are in agreement for the evidentiary portion not to refer to them as that because it's argumentative.
I don't think I need to respond at this time. Whenever the evidence comes out, then whether or not that's appropriate or an inappropriate characterization will be, at that point, pretty clear.
The court wants to be clear. Attorney McGinnis, have you instructed your witnesses not to use the term alibi script?
Attorney Manning has done so.
Detective Riley is my witness, Your Honor. I have instructed him this morning that we will be referring to the documents as timelines. I did instruct him to indicate that as well. And we will continue to instruct all of our witnesses that that is what they will be called.
Thank you. We can bring the jury in. Thank you. Counsel stipulate, please.
Yes, Your Honor.
Yes, Your Honor.
Thank you. Good morning, ladies and gentlemen.
Good morning.
The state continues with another witness this morning. The state has informed the court that we will probably end early today. The court does not know at what time.
Thank you, Your Honor. If Detective Riley can reclaim the stand.
Thank you. Detective Riley, you are still under oath.
Yes, Your Honor.
Thank you. You may be seated.
Good morning, sir. How are you?
Fine, ma'am. Thank you.
Your Honor, so can Detective Riley give his full name?
Yes, it's Matthew Riley, R-E-I-L-L-Y.
You may inquire.
Thank you, Your Honor. Detective Riley, draw your attention back to 2019. Did you work on the Western District Major Crimes Van during that time period?
Yes.
And you were just here probably last week sometime and testified concerning some steps you took on May 25th and May 27th of 2019. Is that right?
Yes.
Okay. Has anything changed since then with respect to your background or training and experience since since you testified about May 25th and May 27th?
No, ma'am.
And could you briefly just remind the jury a little bit about your training and experience and career with the Connecticut State Police?
Yes, I retired from the Connecticut State Police after over 23 years of service. 20 years of my service was spent as a detective. 14 years was spent as a crime scene investigator. And during that time, I attended numerous training classes and seminars on death investigation, crime scene processing, and evidence processing.
Thank you, sir. I'm going to draw your attention to 2019.
We couldn't see.
That's fine. Thank you. Sir, with respect to late May, early June of 2019, did you have occasion to conduct searches of motor vehicles owned by Fotis Doulos?
Yes, ma'am.
Specifically a Ford Raptor. Did you conduct a search, or were you part of a process of conducting a search of the Ford Raptor?
Yes, I was.
What day did you conduct that search?
May 31st, 2019.
Where were you located?
At Troop L in Litchfield.
Now, on May 31st of 2019, were you aware of the items that had been taken out of the garbage cans along Albany Avenue in Hartford?
Yes.
And what were you, what was taken out of the garbage cans?
To my recollection, it was items contained in black plastic garbage bags, zip ties, clothing, and a mop, all with blood-like stains.
Now, on May 31st, where were you located when you conducted the search of the Ford Raptor?
We were in the district garage at Troop L in Litchfield.
Who was with you?
We were being supervised by Sergeant Joe Duva. Also there was Detective Frank McGavin, Detective Jamie Pearson, Detective Katie Keppel, and Detective Bob Hazen.
Was a search warrant obtained to search that vehicle?
Yes.
What items were you looking for?
We were looking for items related to the disappearance of Jennifer Dulos.
Now, with respect to a search of a vehicle, is there a certain process or procedure that you utilized in searching the Ford Raptor?
Yes. Just like a residence, we'll start with overall photography, and then we'll work generally from the outside of the vehicle in, doing various searches and processing procedures.
Did you wear protective gear during the search?
Yes.
What did you wear?
Gloves, and for DNA sampling, I also wore a mask.
Could you describe the vehicle, please?
Yes, it was a black Ford pickup. I guess it would be called a king cab. Had a full rear passenger compartment.
In the course of conducting a search, were photographs taken?
Yes.
Did you take those photographs?
No, I did not.
Who was assigned to take the photography?
I believe it was Detective Keppel.
Were you present during those photographs were taken?
Yes.
States 71, sir. I'm going to have you take a look at the screen in front of you. May I inquire, is it on? Is it?
It's
on.
Thank you.
And for the record, the screen to the jury is off. I'm going to show you a series of photographs, sir. If you can take a minute, this would be on file marking Ford Raptor. Sir, this is picture one. Do you recognize this?
Yes, I do.
What is it?
This is the front end of the Ford Raptor as we found it in the garage at Troop L Litchfield.
Actually, is that a fair and accurate representation of what the front end of the Ford Raptor looked like that day?
Yes.
I'm actually going to have you take a look at the next couple of pictures if you can. That's 1, 2, 3. And four.
Yes, those are overall views of the four sides of the Ford Raptor.
And again, were you present during the time when these images were taken?
Yes.
Do they fairly and accurately represent what the Ford Raptor looked like that day?
Yes.
The state would move into evidence 1 through 4.
No objection.
Thank you.
And again, for the record, that was May. What was the date that it was?
Taken? The 31st, sir.
Photos were taken on the 31st?
Yes.
Okay, thank you.
Now, is there a file number?
This is a file. It's a file labeled Ford Raptor, Your Honor, and there are numerous files on the disk. So the file Ford Raptor photographs 1 through 4. And if I may, I'm just going to go through all the photographs here to move them into evidence and then to try and speed the process along, if I may.
So, concerning the file titled Ford Raptor, photos 1 through 4 admitted as full exhibits.
Yeah. Thank you. Sir, if you can, picture 5.
That is the bed of the Ford Raptor pickup truck.
Picture 6.
Again, a photograph of the bed with the tailgate lowered.
And with respect to the bed of the Ford pickup truck, were you present during picture 5 and 6?
Yes.
And that was at the headquarters of Litchfield?
Yes.
And did picture 5 and 6 fairly and accurately reflect what the bed of the Ford pickup looked like that day?
Yes.
Thank you. State would move 5 and 6.
Is there an objection?
No.
The file Ford Raptor photos 5 and 6 admitted as full.
Thank you. Sir, I'm going to show you the next series of photographs, 7. You can take a look at it, please. 7, 8, 9, and 10. Do you recognize those photographs?
Yes, I do.
What are those photographs of?
These are photographs of the inside of the vehicle. The first three are overall photographs. As we began processing, the last photograph was during the evidence collection portion of processing.
With respect to the first three that were taken prior to starting processing, were you present during those photographs?
Yes.
And do they fairly and accurately represent what you saw that day?
Yes.
And with respect to the fourth one, which would be picture 10, were you present for that photograph to be taken?
Yes.
And the during the course of the processing matter, does this photograph fairly and accurately portray what it looked like that day on May 31st?
Yes, it does.
Okay, State would move, Your Honor, 7, 8, 9, and 10.
Objection.
Can I just see 10 again, please?
And for the record, Your Honor, the State provided counsel with copies right, as well as a still shots of these on paper format.
No objection.
Thank you. State would move.
File Ford Raptor photo 7, 8, 9, and then admitted as a full exhibit.
Thank you, sir. Detective Riley, if you can take a look at 11, 12, 13, and 14. Do you recognize those photographs?
Yes, I do.
What are they?
This was taken during our inventory process. Basically, we lay out sheets of paper, section them off as to the different areas of the vehicle, and then empty the contents onto them. Then we photograph them and make notes as to what was actually inside the vehicle.
Were you part of the process of the inventory?
Yes.
Were you present at the photographs when the photographs were taken?
Yes, I was.
Do they fairly and accurately represent what the inventory of the Ford Raptor was at that time on May 31st, 2019?
Yes.
State would offer, Your Honor, 11, 12, 13, 14, and 15.
Is there an objection?
Just a moment, Your Honor. Just to clarify, when you say there was an inventory from the vehicle, right, everything was taken out of the vehicle in these pictures that you were just shown?
Yes.
No objection.
File Ford Raptor photos 11, 12, 13, 14, and 15 admitted as full exhibits.
Thank you, sir. I'm going to show you 16, 17, 18, and 19. Do you recognize those photographs?
Yes, I do.
What are they photographs of?
These are photographs of the Ford Raptor as it sat in our impound lot at Troop Elm Litchfield. And they were taken on July the 5th, 2019. When we went back inside the vehicle to obtain other items of evidence.
Was that pursuant to a search warrant as well?
Yes, it was.
Okay. And I'm sorry, what date was that?
July the 5th.
What were you looking for on July the 5th?
Specifically, we were looking for an Adidas brand ball cap and a pair of black and yellow gloves.
Photos 19 and 18, sir, do you recognize those photographs?
Yes.
What are they?
They are the ball cap and gloves that we seized out of the vehicle.
Do they fairly and accurately represent what the ball cap and gloves looked like that day?
Yes.
After you seized them from the vehicle, what did you do with them?
I packaged them in paper, labeled them, and secured them in major crime evidence.
With respect to photograph 18 and 19, if you could take a look at that in front of you, please. There's writing on the bottom. Did you write that?
Yes, I did.
When did you take, or did you take these photographs?
No, I did not.
Who took these photographs?
Detective Pearson took these photographs.
At what point in the process were these photographs taken?
These were taken after the items had been removed from the pickup truck and before they were packaged, sealed, and labeled.
And were you present during this photograph, while this photograph was taken? So do these two photographs fairly and accurately represent the hat as well as the gloves at that point when it had been removed from the vehicle prior to being placed into processing?
Yes.
Why were these photographs taken?
They're identification photographs. They further document the evidence that we seized.
Thank you. And photograph 17, what is that depicted?
That is the inside of the rear passenger compartment of the Ford Raptor on July the 5th.
Does that fairly and accurately represent what the Ford inside of the Ford Raptor looked like on July 5th, 2019?
Yes.
State would move, Your Honor, 16, 17, 18, and 19.
I'm going to voir dire on a couple of these. Could the witness be shown 16, please? Now, there are looking at this particular photograph, there are several vehicles in this shot. Isn't that correct?
That's correct.
And the only one that we're talking about now is partially obscured by two other vehicles, correct?
Yes.
So this picture does not depict the way the vehicle looked when it was taken from the residence of Fort Jefferson Crossing, does it?
No, this just depicts the vehicle as we found it on July the 5th.
Well, it wasn't, when you found it, it wasn't surrounded by these other vehicles, was it?
I'm going to object, Your Honor. This is going beyond voir dire with respect to this photograph.
Well, I'm objecting to the one photograph, Your Honor, because it obviously involves other matters that have yet to be testified about. So,
well, if the testimony from the witness is that the photograph of the pickup truck is a photograph that accurately depicts what it looked like on July 5th, if the court understands what the testimony is.
Yes, Your Honor.
There's no reference to any other vehicle other than the Ford Raptor in the question posed by the state. So if there's an objection, it's overruled.
Well, my objection is relevance. How it looked in a parking lot on July 5th is remote. In terms of the timing.
Overruled.
Your Honor, that's the entirety of file for Ford Raptor on State 71. Okay.
Well, are you moving into evidence photos 16, 17, 18, and 19?
I did, Your Honor. I'm sorry. I apologize. I thought Your Honor had ruled. But yes, 16, 17, and 18, and 19, I would move into evidence.
Admit it as full.
Thank you. Sir, if you could take a look behind you on the screen. If you can, please. This is States 1 off of file Ford Raptor. If you could, what is depicted on that screen, please?
Yes, this is a photo of the front end of the Ford Raptor as it was in our garage at Troop Allen Litchfield.
What day?
This is on May the 31st, 2019.
Is that the vehicle you searched on May 31st, 2019?
Yes.
Picture two?
That is the left side or driver's side of the Ford Raptor as it sat in the garage.
Picture three?
That is the passenger side or right side of the Ford Raptor.
And picture four, sir.
And that is the rear of the Ford Raptor.
In conducting a search, did you take any evidentiary samples or take any action with the outside of the vehicle?
Yes, I did.
What did you do?
I swabbed the door handles and the tailgate latch for latent DNA.
When you say swab, can you briefly explain what you mean by that, please?
Yes. So we take two of those long-handled Q-tips. We moisten them with sterile water, and then we rub them on the surface we want to sample. We then cap them, put them in a box, and then package them in an envelope, seal and label it.
What areas did you swab on the outside of the truck?
On the outside of the truck, I swabbed the exterior door handles and the tailgate latch.
I'm going to show you 5 and 6. Sir, did you take any action with respect to the, I guess, trunk of the Ford Raptor?
Yes. During processing, we examined this area for any trace or latent evidence. And then we sprayed a luminol solution in the bed of the truck in an effort to find any latent blood-like material.
And with respect to the, say, the luminol solution?
Yes.
If you briefly, again, can just explain what that means.
So the luminol solution is a search tool that we use to look for latent blood-like stains. So we get the prepackaged material from a forensic supply house. Comes with a bottle of solution.
Again, I'm going to object, Your Honor. This was the subject of a separate motion regarding luminol and what he's explaining about it and what it does, and he's not an expert. We did have some testimony about that, and I object from a layperson explaining it.
Well, as the court hears the testimony, the description of what luminol is not responsive to the state's question, so the court will strike that portion of the testimony. How he uses the substance is responsive to the state's testimony.
Thank
you. Discussion of the chemistry of the substance itself was not responsive to the state's question.
Sir, I'll just ask it simply. How did you use luminol that day on May 31st, 2019?
I mixed up a bottle of the solution, tested it on a known blood source, and then sprayed it in the bed of the truck.
Why would you test it on a known blood source?
To confirm the reaction or that luminescent glow.
If, by the way, is luminol a presumptive test?
Again, Your Honor, this witness would not have any idea other than what hearsay. There's already been testimony about it is not, it has no scientific value. So I object to this witness talking about it. We heard from Ms. Medell about it. And so having him explain that is already getting into the science of it.
Well, there is no indication from the question that this witness is trying to explain the science. The witness is explaining what the test is used for by the state police. Overruled.
You can answer, sir.
We use it as a search tool to look for latent evidence, and then we will perform additional presumptive tests on areas with a positive luminol reaction.
Did you perform any further tests on the trunk area of the Ford Raptor?
Yes.
What areas did you perform that test on?
Well, once the luminol was sprayed, several areas luminesced. We further tested those with Castlemyre reagents and obtained negative results. So we took no further action.
And briefly, the Castlemyre test again, the KM.
That is a presumptive blood test that we use.
Okay. And in this case, it came back negative for those spots. Is that correct?
Correct.
Thank you. Sir, if I can, behind you, take a look at picture 7. Did you take any action with respect to the door?
Yes. This door, during processing, was also sprayed with luminol solution.
Did you utilize the same process that you testified to just recently?
Yes.
Okay. Did you get a result?
Yes, there was a positive result.
In what area?
Again, Your Honor, I'm just going to ask the court to note my objection to this. I thought this was the Moody issue that we had discussed, but...
Well, concerning
are you offering essentially a running objection on the use of the luminol?
Not just not the use as much as what he's interpreting it to me.
Thank you.
In light of all the other things that can be produce a quote positive result.
Thank you. Overruled.
What area did you utilize the luminol with?
Yeah, it was we obtained a positive result in the area of the armrest below the door handle.
Did you take any steps after you received that result?
Yes, we tested the area with the Castlemyer presumptive test. That came back negative.
And well, in that case, Your Honor, I'm going to strike the testimony as irrelevant if it can't. The suggestion that it glowed and therefore he used other tests and comes back negative would mean that it has no relevance to this case. So I move to strike that testimony.
Well, the court would not know whether it has relevance to any other testimony that may be heard at a later date or a later time. There's no prejudice to your client, as the court understands it. There's no unfair prejudice through this testimony overruled.
Picture 8, sir. Did you take any action with respect to what is depicted in that photograph?
Yes. At the beginning of processing, I swabbed the steering wheel for latent DNA bearing material.
And picture 9, sir.
It's the center of, or that's a photograph of the dashboard of the Ford Raptor.
Picture 10, sir.
That is the area I spoke about before. There was an area of interest after processing the inside of the door with luminol. That area tested negative when tested with the Castlemyer reagents. However, we took a sample of the area for evidentiary purposes to find out what exactly that substance was.
And does this photograph document the place of that sample?
Yes.
Did you give it an exhibit number?
I did. It was exhibit 134.
Thank you. Photograph 11.
This was taken during the inventory procedure.
With respect to the inventory procedure, sir, was any item seized for evidentiary value with respect to the inventory?
Not on the 31st.
Now, what was taken out of the vehicle? I'll rephrase that. That's a bad question. Sir, do you see the screen on picture 11? There's the mat.
Yes.
What would you call that?
I would describe that as a WeatherTech floor liner. And then adjacent to that is, it looks like a factory floor mat from a Ford F-150.
And picture 12, do you see the gloves in the center of the photograph, sir?
Yes.
Were those taken out of the vehicle?
They were during the inventory process.
Where were they found in the vehicle?
They were under the left front seat or the driver's seat.
Did you seize them on this day, May 31st?
No, I did not.
And picture 13, what does this contain, sir?
That is the contents, other contents of the vehicle.
And 14 as well?
Same. Okay.
Now, you indicated that you, I think I have one more, 15. Is that another WeatherTech liner?
Yes, from the right front floor.
Now, you indicated that the vehicle had been searched again on another date. What day was that?
That was July the 5th, 2019.
Where was the vehicle located on July 5th, 2019?
That was in the impound lot at Troopell in Litchfield.
So after it left the headquarters, or what do you call that, the garage?
Yes, the garage. It's approximately 100 feet away from the impound lot.
How did it get from the garage to the impound lot?
I believe we drove it.
Is the impound lot contained within the Troop L headquarters?
Yes, it's on the property.
And sir, picture 16, is that where the vehicle was parked on the day, I'm sorry, did you say July 5th?
July 5th, correct.
July 5th. Was that where the vehicle was parked?
Yes.
And is that what it looked like prior to conducting that second search?
Yes.
Did you obtain a search warrant for that?
I did not, but other members of the Western District Major Crime Squad did.
What were you searching for that day?
Specifically, we were going to seize the an Adidas ball cap and those black and yellow gloves.
How would you conduct a search when you were searching solely for those two items?
We would take overall photographs. We would go in and seize the items and then take further identification photographs prior to final packaging.
Did you wear protective gear?
We wore gloves.
Who were you with on that day?
Detective Pearson and maybe another member of the Major Crime Squad.
Did you move the car did you move the car that day to get into the car and search it?
I don't believe so.
Picture 17, sir. Are the gloves shown inside that vehicle?
Yes, they're visible on the left rear floorboard.
By the way, after you had done the search and pulled them out on May 31st and taken, I guess it is 12 photograph, this photograph, what did you do with the gloves after that?
We put them back inside the passenger compartment of the truck.
Because on May 31st, they weren't seized as evidence. Is that right?
Correct.
So where, if you wouldn't mind standing up to, Your Honor, if it's okay, if you can stand up on the screen and point to where the gloves are in this photograph.
The gloves are right there.
And the hat?
The hat is right here on the center bench seat.
And where were they originally, on May 31st?
The hat was in the same general location. However, the gloves were underneath the driver's seat.
Thank you. You can have a seat, sir. And picture 18.
That is a photograph of the hat.
Was it seized as an exhibit?
Yes.
And is it exhibit 328 that's written on the paper?
It is. I wrote that number.
Okay. And picture 19.
And those are a photograph of the gloves.
Was it also seized as an exhibit?
As exhibit 329.
Okay. Thank you. On July 5th, did you take any other action with respect to the Ford Raptor?
Excuse me, on what date, ma'am?
July 5th.
No.
Now, with respect to, did you have an opportunity to conduct a search of a Jeep Cherokee owned by Fotis Doulos?
Yes.
When did you do that?
We did that on June the 6th of 2019.
For the record, the screen to the jury is off, so I'm going to have you take a look at the pictures in front of you on your screen. This would be under the state's 71 file Jeep Cherokee. Sir, if you can, I'm going to show you photographs 1, 2, 3, and 4. Do you recognize those photographs?
Yes, I do.
What do they depict?
Those are overall photos of the Jeep Cherokee as we found it in our garage prior to processing.
What day was this?
Again, this was June 6, 2019.
And the location?
This is another garage at Troop L. Litchfield.
Did you have a search warrant to search that vehicle?
Yes.
What were you searching for?
We were searching for evidence related to the disappearance of Jennifer Doulos.
Who was with you on that day?
Detective Combs, Detective Downs, Sergeant Duva, and there's probably a couple other members of the Major Crime Squad who were present as well.
What was your assignment for that day?
I was the evidence officer for this processing.
And were you the evidence officer for the investigation as a whole?
Pretty much the entire case, ma'am.
Sir, with respect to photographs 1, 2, 3, 4, do you recognize all those photographs?
Yes.
Were you present when those photographs were taken?
Yes, I was.
Do they fairly and accurately represent what the Jeep Cherokee looked like in the Troopel garage on June 6th, the day you processed that item?
Yes.
The state would move 1, 2, 3, and 4, Your Honor. I would make that offer.
No objection.
Is the file Jeep Cherokee?
Yes, sir.
The file Jeep Cherokee, photos 1, 2, 3, and 4 admitted as full.
Sir, if you can, take a look in front of you. Picture 5, 6, 7, and 8. Do you recognize what's depicted on those photographs?
Yes.
What is depicted in the photograph?
That's the interior passenger compartment of the Jeep Cherokee.
Were those photographs taken on June 6th in Troop L at the garage on 2019?
Yes.
Were you present?
Yes.
Do they fairly and accurately represent the inside of the Jeep Cherokee that day?
They do.
State would offer, Your Honor, 17. I'm sorry. It would be 7, 8. Five, six, seven, eight.
No objection.
File Jeep Cherokee, photos 5, 6, 7, and 8 admitted as full.
Sir, if you can, take a look at 9 and 10. What do those pictures depict?
That's the rear cargo area of the Jeep Cherokee.
Was that photograph taken on June 6, 2019?
Yes, it was.
Were you present for that photograph?
Yes.
Does that fairly and accurately represent what the rear area of the Jeep Cherokee looked like?
Yes, it does.
The state would move 9 and 10, Your Honor.
May I have one here?
Yeah.
Was anything that's shown in either 9 or 10 taken as evident for evidentiary purposes?
I would object, Your Honor, and this is voir dire on the photograph. That's cross-examination.
It's exactly the point. If it's not relevant, it's not relevant. We're going to have 1,000 pictures if they're just showing that that at some point the car had stuff in it that is not relevant, then I'm going to make an irrelevancy objection. That's the purpose of my voir dire.
Well, there's a fairly... in this court's mind, clear line between voir dire and cross-examination. Voir dire concerns whether what was depicted in the exhibit is as it was on the day the photo was taken. Cross-examination involves other than that. So the court is not going to allow that question on voir dire, but you can continue to voir dire.
What day were these pictures taken? These two that we're talking about, 9 and 10, the rear compartment of the Jeep?
These were taken on June 5th.
June 5th, and these were taken
June 6th. I'm getting my dates mixed up.
June 6th?
Yes.
And this is when you were looking at it, did you take these pictures?
I did not.
Were you present when the pictures were taken?
Yes.
Again, I'll just object on relevance at this point. What was in that Jeep on June 6th, unless it's tied into something, I would say is irrelevant.
If I may just be heard, because this is... I think the third time this morning that we've heard an objection based on relevance to a photograph, Your Honor. All of this goes to the police investigation, the thoroughness of the investigation, and what was done the day that these vehicles were processed and seized. There is an inventory was done. We're going to go into that with respect to the steps this officer took. Photographs depicting their process is completely relevant, and I would ask that it be admissible at this time.
Let me just respond to that. The only thing that is relevant, as I understand the rules, is what's relevant to the case against Michelle Draconis. So the fact that the Ford Group owned stuff that's not relevant to the case does not become relevant because somebody inventoried maybe 100 vehicles. That doesn't make it relevant to this case, and therefore it's just confusing to have the jury look at something and then realize this has nothing to do with the case.
I'm sorry, Your Honor, but the Jeep Cherokee is very relevant to this case, as the court and the jury will find to be. Also, the items contained in these photographs, the jury's and the fact finder is their job to make any reasonable inference based on the evidence that they present and they see. So it is extremely relevant in the state's view, as well as the adequacy of the police investigation, which I'm sure counsel will get into.
Well, the code clearly defines what relevance means. Relevant evidence is evidence that has any tendency to make a fact that is material to the determination of the issue more likely or less likely than it would be without the evidence. Any tendency to make a material fact more likely or less likely. It is clear that at the time the offer is made, it may not be clear what the materiality of that evidence is. But that does not preclude the evidence from coming in just because at the time the offer is made, the full dimension of materiality is known. So overruled.
State would offer 9 and 10 into evidence, Your Honor. This is 10, this is 9.
File Jeep Cherokee photos 9 and 10 admitted as full exhibit.
Thank you. Detective Riley, if you could take a look in the screen in front of you. Did you conduct an inventory search of this vehicle as well?
I assisted, yes.
Were you present when the inventory search was done?
Yes.
What is an inventory search?
Basically, at the towards the conclusion of processing, we'll empty the vehicle contents onto sheets of paper and document them both on a vehicle inventory form and with photographs.
Now, with respect to the Ford Raptor, after you had done the inventory search and documented those items, particularly the gloves and the hat, what led you to go back to seize those items?
The case investigators, the case officers down at Troop G Bridgeport reviewed our photographs and noted that these were items of evidentiary value. So they obtained another search warrant and asked us to go in and seize those items.
Is that one of the purposes of an inventory search?
Yes.
What is another purpose of an inventory search?
It's to document what was in the vehicle. It's done to document if there were any valuables in the vehicle, along with any other items of potential interest in the future.
Okay. Sir, I'm going to have you take a look at 11, 12, 13, 14, and 15. Sir, do you recognize these photographs?
Yes.
What are they?
These are photographs of the vehicle contents laid out during the inventory.
Were you present when these photographs were taken?
Yes.
Do they all fairly and accurately represent what those items look like on the day of the inventory on June 6th at Troop L in Litchfield?
Yes.
State would offer, Your Honor, 15, 14, 13, 12, and 11.
The same objection, Your Honor, especially with regard to the pink umbrella and what looks like a sandwich. So, again, same objection.
Overruled. File Jeep Cherokee. Photos 11, 12, 13, 14, and 15 admitted as false.
Thank you, Your Honor. That is the entire contents of the Jeep Cherokee, if I may. Sir, if you can take a look at the screen behind you. Picture one, sir. What is that depicted on that screen?
This is an overall view of the front of the Jeep Cherokee as we found it in our garage in Troupel.
On what day?
On June the 6th, 2019.
Thank you. And with respect to picture two?
Again, that is the left side or driver's side of the Jeep Cherokee.
Picture three?
The rear end of the Jeep Cherokee.
And picture four?
And the right side or passenger side of the Jeep Cherokee.
Now, when you conducted a search of the Jeep Cherokee on June 6th, what were some items that you were looking for?
Yeah, we were looking for anything related to the disappearance of Jennifer Dulos.
And again, on June 6th, you had actually been at 69 Wells Lane on May 25th and 27th and examined the scene there, am I correct?
Yes.
Okay, what day did you search? You also searched a Chevy Suburban owned by Jennifer Farber-Dulos. I think it's a 2017. What day was that?
Excuse me.
What day did you search a 2017 Chevy Suburban?
We processed Jennifer Dulos' Suburban on the 28th of May.
And with respect to a Range Rover?
The Range Rover we did at the scene on the 27th.
And this, I'm sorry, the Ford Raptor, what day was the Ford Raptor?
That was on the 31st of May.
So this would be the 6th of June, is that correct?
Correct.
Picture five, sir, what is that?
That's the interior side of the driver's door.
Now, did you take any swabbings or take anything as an exhibit with respect to the interior of the vehicle?
I don't recall doing that, ma'am. We didn't seize anything from the vehicle.
With respect to the outside of the vehicle, did you take any swabbings or seize anything as an exhibit?
No.
Did you document the vehicle in the state you have found it in?
Yes.
Picture six, what is that?
That's a photo of the inside of the front passenger compartment that was taken at the, it appears to be the completion of processing.
And seven?
Photo of the steering wheel and dashboard of the Jeep.
And eight?
Again, the front passenger compartment of the Jeep Cherokee.
Now, did you go through the trunk in the cargo area?
Yes.
Picture nine, sir, is that what the cargo area looked like on June 6, 2019?
Yes.
Did you seize any of those items contained in that photograph as evidence?
No.
And 10?
Again, it's a medium or close-up view of the contents of the rear cargo area.
And what were some of the contents of the rear cargo area?
It was construction equipment or contractor's tools, a package of paper towels.
Go to 11. Sir, what is this?
Again, that's the contents of the rear cargo area laid out during the inventory.
Everything was removed?
Yes.
What about the interior of the car? Not just the cargo area. Was everything removed from that as well?
Yes, those items can be seen in the background.
Do you mean the one closer to the top of the photograph?
Correct.
Okay, and the one closer to the bottom of the photograph, where is that from?
That's from the rear cargo area, as it's noted on the paper.
Picture 12.
That's the contents of the glove box.
Picture 13.
Items from the driver's side door, left front door, and the center console.
And picture 14.
And that's from the rear of the vehicle.
Picture 15.
Items, again, from the glove compartment and the right front floor and right front seat.
Now, sir, did you also process a Chevy Suburban, a 2015 Chevy Suburban owned by Carlos Dulos?
Yes.
What day did you process that?
On May 31st, 2019.
Was that the same day as a Ford Raptor?
Yes.
Where were you located when you processed that?
Again, we were in the garage at State Police Troopel Litchfield.
Did you have a search warrant?
Yes, we did.
Who were you with?
Again, we were being supervised by Sergeant Joe Duva. We've Detective Pearson was there, Detective Hazen, Detective McGavin. There might have been other members of major crime there as well.
What was your assignment for that day?
I was the evidence officer.
Now, with respect to your search, did you wear protective gear in the course of it?
Yes.
I'm going to show you, please. Take a look at the screen in front of you. For the record, the screen to the jury is dark. And file mark Chevy Suburban. So I'm going to show you a series of photographs if you can take a look. This would be 1, 2, 3, and 4. Do you recognize what's depicted in those photographs?
Yes, I do.
What is depicted in the photograph?
Those are all overall views of the exterior of the 2015 Chevy Suburban.
Is that what it looked like on May 31st, 2019 at the Troopel Garage?
Yes.
Were you present for those photographs?
Yes, I was.
And did they fairly and accurately represent what the vehicle looked like that day that you conducted the search of the car?
Yes.
State would move 1, 2, 3, and 4.
No objection.
And is the file Chevy Suburban?
It is, Your Honor.
2015?
It just says Chevy Suburban, but it's contained within State 71.
Thank you. File Chevy Suburban, 1, 2, 3, and 4. That is photos 1, 2, 3, and 4 admitted as full.
Thank you, sir. If you can take a look at the screen in front of you as well, I'm going to show you 5, 6, 7, and 8. Now, with respect to 5, 6, and 7, sir, what do those depict?
Those depict the interior compartment of the Chevy Suburban.
Is that the interior compartment of the Chevy Suburban on May 31st, 2019 at the Troopel Garage prior to you conducting your search?
Some of these photos may have been taken during processing.
Okay, well, if we can walk through them then. 5, what is that?
That appears to be an overall view of the front passenger compartment taken through the driver's side door.
Was that photograph, were you present when the photograph was taken?
Yes.
Was that photograph taken prior to starting the search or during it?
That was at the beginning of processing, so prior to actually searching the vehicle.
Does that fairly and accurately represent what the front driver's seat looks like on May 31st, 2019 at Troopel?
Yes.
State would offer 5.
Jeff, 5.
I am walking through them, Your Honor, because he said they were at various times in the processing. I just want to make sure the
record is clear. Objection?
No.
File Chevy Suburban, photo 5, admitted as full.
Thank you, sir. 6.
This is a photo of the compartment, which was under the floor of the rear cargo area.
Was that photo, were you present when this photograph was taken?
Yes.
Was it taken, at what stage in the processing of the vehicle was this photograph taken?
This is either an overall taken prior to the search or during the search.
Does this photograph fairly and accurately represent what the compartment under the rear cargo area looked like on May 31st, 2019 at Troopel?
Yes.
State would offer 6.
Object on relevance.
Thank you. File Chevy Suburban, photo 6, admitted as full.
Thank you, sir. I'm going to show you file 7. What is represented in that photograph?
This is the rear cargo area of the Chevy Suburban.
Now, with respect to the compartment, that is the compartment up or down?
So the compartment in the previous photograph would be underneath this floor.
With respect to the floor, sir, is that what is contained on that floor?
That is a WeatherTech floor liner.
Does this photograph fairly and accurately represent what the Chevy Suburban 2015 look like, cargo area, on May 31st, 2019?
Yes.
State would offer it, Your Honor.
Quick, what, dear?
Yes.
This floor liner you refer to as WeatherTech, is that's the actual brand name on it, right?
Correct.
And so I understand, if we're looking at this picture, it shows it as it was in the vehicle fitting into the cargo area of that Suburban, correct?
Yes.
I'm not going to object.
And which number is this?
7, Your Honor.
Thank you. File Chevy Suburban, photo 7, admitted as false.
Sir, I'm going to show you what's been marked as picture 8. Do you recognize what's depicted in that photograph?
Yes.
What is depicted in that photograph?
This depicts the rear cargo area of the Chevy Suburban after we had applied the luminol solution.
And were you present during that?
Yes.
Were you present during this photograph?
Yes.
Does it fairly and accurately represent what the trunk looked like after you applied the luminol solution?
Yes.
State would offer not 8. Sorry.
Once again, Your Honor, here we are dealing with luminol. I mean, the state is not going to be able to tie this up to anything, and so I object to the use of anything that relates. I think we had this conversation about a different vehicle, but again, luminol has no evidentiary value, and therefore the picture has no value, and it's just confusing to the jury to even have it. It will not lead to anything down the road, I'll just indicate to the court.
What it does lead to is the thoroughness of the state police investigation, Your Honor, and how they process each of the vehicles, each of the scene, at exactly the same way, conducting the same analysis, and were goes to their adequacy of their investigation, which I know counsel are going to be crossing on. The jury should be aware of the fact that the state police left no stone unturned in this case, and that is a factor that should be allowed to be presented in the course of what Detective Riley did when he processed these vehicles.
Well, before you proceed, to argue that the state police left no stone unturned sounds more like closing argument. That's not an objection. Of course, it's going to be traditional for defense counsel to attempt to show that the state police did not leave or did leave some matters unattended to. That's traditional for defense counsel. Based on what the court sees here, there is the application of luminol, court does not know, other than anticipating the defense's attack on the thoroughness of the investigation, how this will come in, but the court is not going to preclude it just because at this point, any other reason other than thoroughness of the investigation is not apparent to the court. The court is not presenting the state case. The state is presenting the state case. So the objection is overruled.
That would be, I believe, picture 8 in state 71, file marked Chevy Suburban. Sir, I'm going to have you take a look at pictures 9. 10 and 11. With respect to 9, 10, and 11, do you recognize what's depicted in those photographs?
Yes.
What is depicted in those photographs?
These are the contents of the Chevy Suburban taken during the inventory.
Were you present during the inventory search?
Yes.
Were you present when these photographs were taken?
Yes.
Do they fairly and accurately represent the contents of the 2015 Chevy Suburban on May 31st, 2019.
They do.
The state would offer, Your Honor, 11. Actually, I think it comes down to 9, 10, and 11.
Once again, Your Honor, and I just want to clarify something. I am not claiming that the state didn't do a thorough investigation. Our only claim is they did a biased investigation, but to put in everything they did that didn't lead to anything makes it irrelevant. They could have maybe talked to 1,000 people and only 4 had something to do with the case. That doesn't mean the state gets to put in testimony from the 996 people that didn't have any information or didn't provide evidence for their use. That's why I'm objecting. It adds to confusion. We're going to have 1,000 exhibits. 99% are going to have nothing to do with the case. That's my concern.
Well, the court would not know whether 99% of the exhibits would have nothing.
Well, I made that up. I apologize. The percentage.
Well, of course, the state is not going to, as the aphorism goes, show its hand. The defense is not going to show its hand. It sounds like the cliches that we hear in the sports world. Well, what are you going to do today? I'm going to play defense and we're going to execute. That can mean anything. And so for the court to even determine whether something is relevant at this point, just based on the offer, is an exercise in divination. Because the court is certain that if there is a stone unturned, that will be attacked by the defense. So overruled. Now, the time is now 11:18. Take our morning recess until, let's take the morning recess until 11:35. Please do not discuss the case.
All rise. This Honorable Superior Court now stands in recess until
11:35.
There's more to come at the Michelle Trokinas trial in the Jennifer Farber Doulos case. The mystery deepens and justice seeks its course. Press subscribe now and stay tuned for more episodes unraveling the truths behind the most perplexing criminal cases from true crime today.
If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.